CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 10th of April 2022. Here are the main news headlines. Youngsters on the Air contest results. Celebrate World Amateur Radio Day. Use your vote in the RSGB elections. The final results of the third round of the Youngsters on the Air contest in 2021 are now available. They can now be found on ham-yota.com contest. Throughout the three legs of the contest, the organisers received nearly 700 logs from all over the world, including many from those under the age of 26. In 2022, the three sessions will be taking place on the 21st of May between 0800 and 1959 UTC, then the 23rd of July between 1000 and 2159 UTC. The final round takes place in Yota month on the 30th of December between 1200 and 2359 UTC. On the 18th of April, radio amateurs worldwide take to the airwaves in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. You can read more about the event, download posters and other publicity material for any special event station you may be planning from iaru.org. Just a reminder that voting is still open in the RSGB AGM. There are three resolutions to vote for, including the endorsement of two nominated board directors. They have been put forward by the RSGB Nominations Committee, but it is RSGB members who choose whether or not to endorse them. The Society encourages all members to read the CVs and personal statements of the nominated directors and then follow the voting links to cast a vote. On the RSGB AGM pages, you can also see the RSGB report and accounts and submit a question for the RSGB board to answer at online AGM. Go to rsgb.org to find the information and links that you need. Please use your vote. The 2022 Commonwealth Games start on the 28th of July. Over 5,000 athletes will converge on Birmingham and the surrounding area from an estimated 72 hosts to complete over 12 days as part of the Games. The RSGB is organising a number of activities to support the event, including a special event station in the grounds of the National Exhibition Centre. The Society wants to showcase amateur radio to the athletes and public for much of the Games as possible, and will need a large number of volunteers to operate the station and to chat to visitors. Due to the location of the station, operators will only be able to access the Games by train, and participation will be security checked as part of the accreditation process. If you'd like to help operate the station during the Games, contact RSGB Region 5 Rep at Neil York, M0NKE, rr5@rsgb.org.uk. We've received news via Charles, M0OXO, from Grenady, UX5UO, the Ukrainian QSL printer used by many. Gennady says that he is okay and still trading. You can see more at ux5uoqsl.com. The 2nd of April 2022 marked the 40th anniversary of the Argentine invasion of the Falkland Islands. On that day in 1982, Bob VP8LP, living at Goose Green, was hearing on a local VHF net that invading troops could be seen in the streets of Port Stanley. He was surprised to find that there was no mention of this by the BBC. Bob spoke to Laurie, G3UML, in the BBC Aerial Radio Group radio room in the building next to Broadcasting House. This was probably the first confirmation of the invasion. Bob and Laurie have remained in touch ever since. On the 2nd of April this year, the two friends met up again on the air to relive their contact of 40 years previously. This time using the BBC centenary call sign GB100BBC. A feature about the original contact was broadcast on the 3rd of April during Radio 4's Broadcasting House programme. You can listen to this on BBC Sounds. Laurie was also the guest presenter on last Tuesday's RSGB webinar tonight at 8, in which he talked about his historic contact with VP8LP as well as the recent reconstruction. You can watch the Tonight at 8 presentation on the RSGB site. Belgium's national society, the UBA, has joined other national amateur radio societies in banning amateurs from Russia and Belarus from their contests. See uba.be for full details. Now, for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Today, the 10th of April, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Spring Rally will be at Festival Hall, Caister Road, Market Raisin, LN83HT. Entry £2 per person. The doors open 10 a.m. or 30 minutes early for disabled visitors. There's ample free car parking and refreshments will be available. Free Wi-Fi is available on site. On the 24th of April, the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally will be held at Foxton Village Hall, Hartman Road, Foxton. That's Cambridgeshire, CB226RN. Now for DX News, Max, ON5UR and Eric, ON4ANN are part of a 15-strong team operating from Svalbard, which is EU026, between the 19th and 26th of April. There'll be five stations on all HF bands in different modes, CWSSB, RTTY, FT8 to FT4. They hope to be the first to activate EU026 on QO100. More at dxadventure.com. Jean-Louis, F5NHJ, will be visiting Noumea in New Caledonia, OCO32, until the 11th of June. He plans to be active holiday style as FK stroke call sign and operate CWSSB in digital modes. The log will be uploaded to Logbook of the World and EQSL. Rick, HC1MD, and Maria, HC1MM, will be active as HD8MD and HD8MM, respectively, from Santa Cruz, Galapagos Islands, SA004, on the 14th of April. They'll operate CWSSB, FT4 and FT8 on the 6 to 40 metre bands, QSL, VAR, Logbook of the World, and K8LJG. Bodo, DF8DX, will be active as IS0 stroke call sign from the main island of Sardinia, EU024, until the 16th of April, QSL via Club Logs QRS, via the Bureau or direct. A team of three will be active as VK9NT from Norfolk Island, OCO05, between the 14th and the 25th of April. They'll operate CWSSB and FT8 on the 10 to 160 metre bands, QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Updates will be posted to VK9NT's page on QRZ.com. Now for special event news, final preparations for CHIBI-1BB are now underway on the Isle of Wight Radio Society. A crew of three young operators will, weather permitting, operate 70 SEMs through GB3IW on 2 metres FM simplex and on 80 metres or 40 metre bands using SSB. The special event station is highly unusual in that it will be established on the Bramble Bank, sandbar 3 kilometres north of Cowes, which is usually underwater. Twice a year, around the time of the spring and autumn equinoxes, extreme spring tides uncover the bank with a small island which appears for about an hour. Look out for GB1BB around 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. on Easter Sunday, Easter Monday or Tuesday the 19th of April. Activation will occur in only one of those time slots. G4ZUP stroke Maritime Mobile and G6RTE Maritime Mobile may well be heard before and after the event. For latest information and expected operating times, check iowrs.org. Flight Refueling ARS will be operating from the club station using GB2FRA, celebrating the club's 40th anniversary. It's intended that the call sign will be used on all bands and all modes that are available from the club shack, including 10 gigs EME. Operations will run throughout April. Medway Amateur Receiving and Transmitting Society will operate GB5MW between the 3rd and 30th of April, celebrating the Society's centenary year, QSL via EQSL. Four contests, this is the contest news part now, four contests are scheduled to take place today, the 10th of April. The Spring 50 Megs contest takes place between 0900 and 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worktall Britain Data Contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC and from 1700 to 2100 UTC, using the 3.5 to 14 megs band where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and your WAB reference. Finally, the Rolo SSB contest runs between 1900 and 2030 UTC, using SSB on the 3.5 megs band, the exchange's signal report and the locator you received. On Monday, the FT4 series of contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC on the 3.5 megs band. The exchange is your four-character locator. On Tuesday, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC, followed by the all-mode 432 megs UK activity contest between 1900 and 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, it's the 432 megs FT8 activity contest running from 1900 to 2100 UTC. The exchange is your report in your four-character location. On Thursday, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator, and the YUDX contest runs from 0700 UTC on the 16th of April to 0659 UTC on the 17th. Full details can be found by searching for YUDX contest. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "We had another week of high-ish solar flux numbers, but this time we had relatively settled geomagnetic conditions that really allowed the ionosphere to play ball for radio amateurs. The week started well with the SFI above 140, which then declined as the week went on and was at 117 on Thursday. The maximum KP index was 4 on Sunday and Monday, which then declined to 1 or 2, 1 and 2 on the week as the week went on before going back to 4 on Thursday. It looks as though the faint CME generated by a filament eruption on the 3rd of April did not reach Earth, which was a bonus. A new report from NASA has confirmed that Cycle 25 is racing ahead of the official forecast and the gap is growing. Sunspot counts have now exceeded predictions for 18 straight months. The monthly value at the end of March was more than twice the forecast and the highest in nearly 7 years. The Solar Cycle Prediction Panel predicted that Solar Cycle 25 would peak in July 2025 as a relatively weak cycle, but instead the cycle is shaping up to be stronger. Conditions have been quite good, with many reports coming in of DX on the HF bands. John, G4BAO, reports that 10 metres has been rocking this week. There have been daily morning openings to Asia and Australia, plus South America and the Caribbean later in the day. And Chris, G1WSA, reports 20 metre QSOs with N3SJL and then VK7RG. The interesting part is that Chris was only using a short diamond HF20FX 1.2 metre whip on a mag mount in his car. Next week, Noah's prediction has the solar flux at 115 for most of the time, perhaps rising to 120 as the week progresses. A small Earth-facing coronal hole might spell unsettled geomagnetic conditions for the weekend. This weekend, NOAA forecasts unsettled geomagnetic conditions for the 11th and 12th, with a predicted KP index of 4. So possibly more of the same next week. Try to make the most of the good HF conditions. Now VHF and up. Last week ended in a cold northerly wind, but with developing high pressure for the weekend, a chance of some tropo. Although in cold and often dry air like this, it's rarely very effective. As we move into the new week, a slow-moving front drifts across the country from the Atlantic with some rain and perhaps a hint of rain scatter, where the front breaks up into showery bursts of rain in southern Britain. The rest of the week will be largely controlled by select ridges of high pressure, despite a temporary weak front reaching northwest Scotland for a time. The weak ridging probably develops further into Easter weekend with a region of high pressure over the country. Some models hold the new high further south over France and may allow further fronts to edge into Scotland. The usual bonuses of random meteor scatter and aurora are still in play, given the right circumstances, as is the arrival of some early sporadic E as we move into the second half of April. This could be aided by a very busy upper air pattern offering plenty of jet streams, which can be associated with ease formation regions. Check out the 10-metre first and then 6-metre, especially for data modes. Moon declination is at maximum this weekend and declining as the week goes on. So again, moon windows are long and peak moon elevation will be high. Apogee was last Thursday, so path losses will decrease throughout the week. 144 meg sky noise is low all week, reaching a maximum of 174k on Monday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me likewise. Until next week.